Larry McMurtry is a rare bird. In addition to being a Pulitzer Prize-winning novelist and an Oscar-winning screenwriter, McMurtry has also been a bookseller for most of his life. He still has a collection of some 200,000 books in his private library and store in Archer City, Texas. This week, he's out with his latest novel, The Last Kind Words Saloon. It's a spare and unsentimental story about two Western icons, Wyatt Earp and Doc Holliday. NPR's Lynn Neary spoke with McMurtry, and she has this profile.
Larry McMurtry may be the only person to ever win an Academy Award who used some of the precious moments of his acceptance speech to thank booksellers.
From the humblest paperback exchange to the masters of the great bookshops of the world, all are contributors to the survival of the culture of the book. A wonderful culture, which we mustn't lose.
McMurtry picked up that Oscar for his screenplay for Brokeback Mountain, a movie he reminded the Oscar audience which was based on a short story. A number of McMurtry's own books have also been made into successful films, HUD, The Last Picture Show, Terms of Endearment. His Pulitzer Prize-winning novel, Lonesome Dove, was a popular TV miniseries starring Robert Duvall and Tommy Lee Jones.
I want you to bury me down yonder, Clara's Orchard.
Clara's Orchard. I don't recall seeing she had one.
You remember that little grove of pecans by the creek you stopped at back in Texas?
Back in Texas? You want me to haul you back to Texas? Well, we just got to Montana.
I know where we just got to, Woodrow. I'm the one dying here, ain't I?
McMurtry says he never saw that miniseries, and he doesn't think Lonesome Dove is his best book.
I think of Lonesome Dove as The Gone with the Wind of the West.
Are you glad to have written The Gone with the Wind of the West?
I don't despise Gone with the Wind. It's okay. It's a pretty good book. It's not a towering masterpiece.
McMurtry comes by his affinity for the West naturally. His grandfather made his living breaking horses. His father raised cattle. McMurtry grew up in Texas at a time when ranching was in its waning days. He views the West with a realist's eye, but he understands why it's taken on mythic proportions for so many.
The West is mostly a very beautiful place. There are all those lovely spaces. There are all those running horses. It's a poetic imagery, and it's been there for a long time.
You don't really like the whole idea of the myth of the cowboy or the sort of idealization of the cowboy as kind of a hero, do you?
Not particularly. To me, it was hollow, and I think it was hollow for my father, although he would not have ever brought that to his conscious mind. He totally loved cowboying, and so did most of the cowboys we worked with. And it got him through his life. But he knew perfectly well, and so did we, that it wouldn't last another generation. It just was not going to last.
In his new book, The Last Kind Words Saloon, McMurtry creates an unvarnished picture of one of the heroes of Western myth, Wyatt Earp, and his sidekick, Doc Holliday. Over the years, Earp has been portrayed as a legendary lawman, but McMurtry says it's a reputation he doesn't deserve.
Wyatt didn't do much of anything except drink, and pester his wife, and run around. He didn't do anything remarkable his whole life, ever.
McMurtry strips Earp down to a guy who doesn't talk very much, hits his wife, and gets people killed for no particularly good reason. Wyatt Earp and Doc Holliday spend a lot of time doing nothing. At one point, they try, unsuccessfully, to become stars in Buffalo Bill's Wild West show. The duo's adventures culminate in the infamous shootout at the OK Corral.
When they headed up the dusty street, Virgil took the left side, Morgan the right, with Wyatt and Doc in the middle. Two more ore wagons came through, and an abundance of dust lingered. To their surprise, when they got within bluffing distance of the OK Corral, neither Clanton's nor McClory's were in sight. "The damn scamps, where'd they go?" Wyatt asked. "Probably gave it up and left," Doc said. "Maybe they're smarter than I gave them credit for," Wyatt said.
In McMurtry's portrayal of the confrontation, the shooting happens almost by accident and is over in seconds. Three men are killed, and Earp's two brothers are injured. Wyatt Earp lives on to be an old man who has forgotten much of his past. It's not a flattering picture, but McMurtry says he didn't deliberately set out to debunk the myth.
I was just wanting to make the novel come to the right end. It was not some terrific animus against the Earps. You know, they weren't very nice men. Certainly Wyatt was not a nice man. But I didn't have any grand overall plan. I just wanted to write a novel about the winding down of the West. the West Indies, and it became the subject for a kind of poetry, kind of fiction.
Larry McMurtry has written 31 novels, not all of them Westerns. Some years back, McMurtry said he was bored with the 19th century American West, but he keeps coming back to it. There must be something about the myth a writer just can't resist. Lynn Neary, NPR News, Washington.